Good morning. And I want to say again my profound gratitude for all of you who take time to listen. May you find in what we present today a nugget of encouragement, a nugget of curiosity, or some place inside of you that wants to explore and to know more and to question. If this happens, then we will have done our job. And I say we, I'm fortunate enough to have Mary Megan, who will be returning this morning to address further Celtic spirituality. Mary is the Celtic director retreat, holds retreats in Ireland and America, and will be coming to America actually next week. So we'll have contact for her during the show here and in Ireland as we go along. Hello again. Mary Megan is here to join us. Mary Megan from mary@celticjourneys.com. Mary is in Ireland today, but will be arriving in the United States next week or the week after. She'll tell us. Mary, you're there?
I am indeed, Laura.
Yes.
Lovely to speak to you again.
Yes, indeed, Mary. Good morning. I guess it's the top of the morning, is it?
The top of the morning, yes.
But it's your afternoon?
It is, yeah.
All right. What would you like to start with any particular blessing or information?
Right. Well, I thought today, Laura, I would like to share with yourself and your listeners a piece, you know, that's from our Celtic tradition that is about honoring our true selves and also about honoring within that our imagination. Because, as you know, I mean, in the Celtic tradition, the imagination is very much valued and treasured. And sometimes, like within our institutions of the church and the state and organizations, there doesn't sometimes be a place for our own imagination to reveal itself.
Oh, no. Not the one I was raised in.
No.
Yeah.
And we believe that if you have a place to bring forth your imagination, that great wisdom flows from that, from these imaginings, right? And there is a poem called Pegasus, or Pegasus, however you like to pronounce it, written by Patrick Kavanagh, one of our very beloved Irish poets.
Yes.
And he speaks to that of being true, you know, to our own heart, our own soul and our own spirit. And in the poem, he compares his soul to a horse, like as in the winged horse Pegasus in the Greek mythology. And through the poem, he brings his soul to the church, to the state, to the marketplace. And each and every time he brings his soul or his deepest truth there, he was undermined. And so the last piece of the poem, he sets his soul free. So as a Celtic reflection today, I offer you and the listeners the words of Patrick Kavanagh, just the last little piece of the poem.
Yes, indeed.
Soul, I prayed, I have hawked you through the world of church and state and meanest trade, but this evening, halter off, never again will it go on. On the south side of ditches, there is grazing of the sun. No more haggling with the world. As I said these words, he grew wings upon his back. Now I may ride him every land my imagination knew.
That is beautiful. Is Patrick Kavanagh deceased?
He is. He died in 1967.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
It was Donahue who died more recently, isn't it?
It was what?
Donahue.
Oh, yes, John O'Donohue died in 2008. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But Patrick's spirit is very much alive, you know? And he has amazing and beautiful and heartfelt poems for many of the delights and difficulties, you know, that we face in life. And that's just one of them that I'm, you know, particularly fond of. And, you know, if I share it with others, people find a freedom in it, you know, a sense of release. that he honors our own true, if you like, inner wisdom, our own heart's calling, our own heart's longing. And in that way, you know, it kind of warms my heart the way he unburdens. I feel like he unburdens our heart and soul from the expectations that are sometimes foisted upon us. You know, that sense, like, the priority of society sometimes is quite functional. And we're asked to do what is expected of us, where Celtic spirituality invites us to live more fully from our imagination. And of course, quite often in the world now, to live more fully from our imagination, we have to begin by igniting it, because quite often it's dampened over.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah, and so a lot of the things from Celtic spirituality, well, that's what it's done for me. You know, it's very enlivening, it's heartwarming, it's nurturing, you know, it's spirited. You know?
So to start, for someone who's on the, you know, the Ferris wheel that we all spin around on, Mary, busy, 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 from one thing to another,
mm-hmm.
to stop and engage and bring some of the beauty of Celtic spirituality into her life, do you have a suggestion, an exercise that may be, well, simple but yet workable for people who may be on the first step of trying to stop the craziness?
Well, you know, I mean, there's many little simple Celtic practices. I mean, one of the things that I do is when I wake in the morning, I have a little chant. It's in Irish, so it wouldn't be necessarily something that, you know, a little chant of gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
Because gratefulness and blessing is something that we cherish deeply and we really see the importance of. So there's an example. I begin my day and I do a whole little thing on gratefulness and being grateful for the blessing of the day, being grateful for being alive, being grateful for all different things and sending out blessings. And when I have shared that with people, I mean, many people have said, you know, it shifts how they look at the world when you begin your day, rather than dragging yourself out of bed and saying, you know,
another day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you wake up, and this can only take 2 or 3 minutes. It doesn't need to be a long, prolonged meditation or anything. It just can be a blessing that you create for yourself, or a blessing you find, or a little chant and a blessing. That's what I have, a little chant. Gurama Ugat, thank you. We give thanks to you. That's my little blessing. And I say it, sing it aloud or say it inside, depending where I am. And, you know, it's simple, but it's profound. And the other thing that I do in the morning, after I do that little thing, I would take some moments of solitude, because we were talking last week about the importance of solitude and silence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in that solitude and that silence where we hear the whisperings of our own heart. And, you know, Celtic spirituality is very much about that, listening to the, you know, your own heartbeat, your own true heartbeat, rather than like you have been talking about the sense of God, the God has been given to you but may not resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get into that place, I would feel that's where you need the solitude. That's where you need even a couple of minutes and just ask, you know, ask Spirit to say, I want to listen to my own heart. I want to live my life from my own heart. Help me with what to do with it. You know? Mm-hmm. So that would be like a little morning ritual, if you like. Another thing that's good to begin with is to read some simple things about Celtic wisdom and the Celtic world, because then that kind of feeds your understanding of it. And obviously, always to a little thing in nature. Even if it's in your back garden, or even if you live in an apartment block and it's on your balcony, or if you're bedridden or sick at home, it may be a little plant, something that connects you in to the spirit of the bigger world, because we would believe we're all interconnected.
Something alive.
Something alive, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes, Sometimes it helps me if I use the same chair.
Yes.
Maybe a tree outside or a place that I don't go to and do my bills or go to
right.
worry. It's for my prayer and my sacred time.
Yes, yes.
And
I think that's a wonderful idea. Because what happens is, it's like it builds up a resonance.
That, yeah, so, that's what I was going to say.
So even when you go towards the chair, you
yeah.
come into a different place.
Different, it starts holding
yes.
sacred energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you go into a cathedral, a big cathedral like St. Patrick's in New York, for instance, and you go in there and after, you know, decades of prayer and prayer, you pick up this energy in there.
Yes.
That is overwhelming. When I walked in there, I just wanted to cry. It was so overwhelming.
Yes.
It wasn't like about sadness. It was about
mm-hmm.
just another energy, another
yes.
upliftment.
Mm-hmm.
And
where people have put in their good intention, their good spirit, and that builds up. I mean, we would believe that. So in our sacred sites, in Ireland, we would believe that when you go to them, and there are many, many of them right across the island and the islands off Ireland, you know, that when you go to them, you're tuning in to our ancestors and all the spirit work that they did, and that can strengthen and nurture you. Even though you may go to the site to honor them, people often say when they come away, they feel strengthened or supported or enlivened or...
Mm-hmm.
And today actually is the autumn equinox. So at this time of year in our Celtic tradition, we celebrate the autumn equinox, you know, and this is the time, this is another thing that people can do. You know, it's a time when night and day are of equal duration. So it's about honoring the balance, the way the world where we are at the moment is in balance. So you would go out into nature. I mean, all of Celtic spirituality and Celtic wisdom and the Celtic tradition brings us back into nature, because nature is one of the cornerstones. We believe we're a part of nature. You know, not that it's apart from us, but we're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different orientation to nature. So rather than controlling it, you're honoring it and respecting it, and because you're all part of it.
So it's the balance that's the peace in the autumn equinox?
Yes.
Oh, the balance.
So that would be one of the things you would, you know, you would honor at this time of year. So you tune into the balance in your own lives. And by doing this, then we align ourselves, if you like, with the cosmic rhythm of the universe. You know, so we're placing ourselves in harmony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so all of the Celtic festivals will be about placing yourself. They're about transitions. They're always about transitions, because the energy is always changing. Nature is always moving and changing. And so in a lot of ways, I find anyway, celebrating the Celtic festivals supports the change in my life. Because most of us don't like change and we resist it. But if you look at the festivals, or the festivals, you know, that nature is cyclical. So it's always moving.
We're going to change for just this minute. Hold on, Mary.
Okay.
We're going to change and go to break, and we'll be back.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
I'm about to speak with Mary, Megan, and I want Mary to tell you, she's coming to the States next week, and I want her to tell you any contacts she may have where you can contact her for a group retreat or a private retreat. So Mary, why don't you get into that so you, if I do it, I may not do it correctly.
Okay, Laura, thank you. Excuse me. Well, a lot of the information would be on my website, which is www.celticjourneys.com. But also I am aware that I have a one-day Celtic retreat on Sunday, the 9th of October, in Eastern Maryland, and there are places available. And the phone number that you would contact there would be Naomi on 410-819-3395.
Say that again, Mary, please.
It's 410-819-3395.
Okay.
It's a holistic healing center, and it's called Evergreen Cove. So they have a website, which is www.evergreencove.org.
Okay, great. And if there's any question and you missed this, just send me an email at solutionsliferesourcecenter.net, and I'll get it to Mary.
Lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. And how about your retreats in Ireland, Mary?
Well, my retreats in Ireland span differently. I mean, a lot of what seems to be working over the last year or two is that people come and do a 2 or a 3 day private retreat, either on a journey, either on their own or with one or two other people. And so I take them to each day to a sacred site, and the rest of the time I do gatherings talking about the music, the poetry, the songs, all of what the Celtic wisdom is. And that seems to work very well for people. We do it here in Glendalough in County Wicklow, and we do it in various other parts of Ireland. And in some ways, it bathes people in the Celtic spirit, and then they go on traveling in Ireland within that spirit, if you like. And I also do the 7-day Celtic journeys as well, and one day. You know, so it varies. And I do them throughout the year, which I always thought November and December wouldn't be a good time, but many people like to come in November. So, you know, so I'm open to discussing with people if they have a group and they want something in particular. You know, I work with people on creating something that suits their particular needs within the Celtic tradition and spirit.
Great, and they can go online and send you a message or email you.
Yes, or they can email me at mary@celticjourneys.com.
Well, great, Mary. When are you coming to the States? What day?
I'm coming on the 6th, on the 6th of October.
Okay, that's great. Do you have something you want to share with us before we close today? Something additional? I really, really appreciate. And I love what you share regarding Celtic spirituality, having had the fortune of having a pilgrimage with you in Ireland. I love it because it kind of ignites in me again that space that was so beautiful. And it's hard to hold on to on a day-to-day basis unless you get intentional and make it happen, you know, really make it happen. Yeah.
And I think that is the thing about Celtic spirituality. It really is a spirituality that weaves through our day, you know. So we've little prayers and blessings for everything. So it's not something separate from life, but very much interwoven, you know, from the heart and into the heart of our day and lives. So I would just, you know, in terms of you were asking about practices, Laura, and it being, as I mentioned, the autumn equinox. This would be a time, we're going towards the Celtic New Year on the 31st of October. So this would be a time where you would honor and be grateful for the things that have happened to you over the year. Considering our New Year begins, you know, 31st of October, 1st of November, so it's a slightly different time. So we're coming in to the end of that. We're coming into our dark time of year. And it's a time when you honor all that has happened in the past year, all your dreams that have come true, all the things that you've harvested, you know, from your own soul and from your own life. And also that you would acknowledge the sorrow and regrets of the year, you know, the dreams that did not come to fruition, the ideas that for whatever reason could not be given birth to.
And is there a little ritual around that, Mary, where you let it go or you renew it?
Yeah, I mean, there is. I mean, today, this morning, I would have been out doing a ritual, and I would go at sunset today as well. And one of the little rituals I did this morning, in that terms of, you know, of letting go of the dreams that I had for this year that haven't come to fruition. You can either, what I do is I go out into nature, and I place them, if you like, into nature. You know, so for some people, they go out and write them down, maybe in recyclable paper or something, or and they bury them, right?
Yeah.
And the belief, you know, the belief would be is that you're placing them into the earth, and we're asking the earth to transform them into manifestations in the springtime, the Celtic time of new growth. So you're letting it go. So that's what I did this morning. So I'm letting them go for now. I think this is not for now, but I'm giving them to the earth and asking the earth to transform them in the spring. Because this is, we're getting into the season of more inward things. So that would be a little ritual you could do.
Yes.
And for some people, you can just place your hands on the earth and energetically let them go.
Yes. Mm. That's a great idea. I remember doing that one New Year's, not Celtic New Year's, but our New Year,
right.
Ireland, our New Year.
Yeah.
And it was a very profound experience. Several of us women did it together.
Right.
And it was a very profound experience. And we got back the next New Year and kind of re-evaluated in group how it, you know, how the year went.
Yes.
Mary, it has been a pleasure. It is always wonderful to talk with you, and you have all this wisdom to share, and I hope you'll be willing to come back sometime.
Oh, I would be delighted.
I'd love to have you back. First, you've got to get to the United States and do, and then come back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be talking to you further down the road, Mary, and we'll start with, I'm going to finish with the Keeping Quiet poem. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Laura.